Hey, Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. It's that time of the evening that we look at the affairs of business, trade, and everything that affect our bread and butter. Where are you? We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And, you know, it's a Friday. It's a Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. And, understand that by next week, you know, the month is almost coming to an end. And, when you are going to wake up, we are already in May. And the crucial question that you should always ask yourself is that when you are going out on this Friday, what strategic meetings are you going to engage into? What kind of conversation are you going to engage to? When you are going to meet your friends, what kind of conversation you are going to engage to? Because the conversation that you are going to have with your friend will be determining where you are going to be in the next 10 years, and will also determine where your kids will run for help in the time that you are not there. Because it matters, they say, your circle define where you are going to be. Or if you want to understand an individual, you do not need to listen to hearsays. Just look at the friends around that person. And you need to ask yourself a question that, are you in a circle? Are you in a cage? Or you are in a place where you will be able to grow every day? So like any other day, we look at current international affairs. And also be able today, we are going to be joined by Denise Koopman, an entrepreneur, and somebody who started a business, particularly during difficult time, during COVID-19, the business of supply. And she'll be able to engage us, particularly when it comes to the aspect of entrepreneurship and mentorship, the aspect also of entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs' resilience, and also what need to be done, particularly when you have an entrepreneur who went to school. You can be a PhD holder in business administration, but she indicates that you still need mentorship, you still need training. That's why we are also going to discuss based on the mentorship from Basecamp Namibia, to say, are the incubation hub really helping? And what are some of the success stories, like the story of Denise, and looking at that context. And Before you look at that, there is a discussion, social media, there's a discussion about, Julius Malema sentencing, comparative analysis on, what really happened. And also, if the judgment is fair, is it political or is it, what it is? But you also need to understand that bringing two advocates, two senior counsel at the court, Julius Malema understood that you cannot take a knife to a gunfight, or you cannot take an AK-47 to the fight of a drone, because you will be number one casualty of that that struggle. I think it did fair for him. In 5 years, it's victory, because there's an opportunity to appeal. But those are the conversations that are going on. And you also be able to see that different views and analysts are putting those on the table. And it raises questions about the judicial system, the African judicial, African jurisprudence, to say, is it fair, is it independent from political interference, or there are individuals who are using political, using courts to score political battles. But you can also ask a question with other countries where ours is not an exception. To say, do we punish people using court, even if they did not do, if they did something that couldn't allow them to be where they are in that context? And the good news, and it's also the word of unpredictability, say that the ceasefire in Lebanon, the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, And the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Iran indicated that the Strait of Hormuz is open for commercial purposes and a celebration everywhere. It's a celebration everywhere. So celebration in the US. Donald Trump is saying he must be thanked. So indicating that they are working together with Iran so that they will be able to open the Strait of Hormuz. And I think as it is indicated that it's open, why people are discussing about peace, because there are two ceasefire. There's a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, and there is also a 2-week ceasefire between Iran and the US. But let's hope what it is will materialize to peace, because when you look on social media, you can also see the president of Iran, Pezeshkin, riding a bicycle to Isfahan with his delegation. And it's interesting to see people see freedom after a very long time in a bunker, and also in defense facilities, or defense facilities. Some are called fortress. But he was riding a bicycle to Isfahan, and in that context, understand that he's a medical guy. Somebody who was a heart surgeon, he's a doctor by profession, and it's quite different from other professionals within the Islamic Revolutionary Guard and Iranian politics, who have background in military, also in global politics. But it's interesting to see that the world will also come to peace. And the question that you should ask yourself, whether there is war in Middle East or there is no war, what progress are you making at home? Whether there is peace or no peace, what are you doing on your own to make sure that you are not only a contributor to national development, but you are a change that you want to see, and you are taking charge of the sector that you are working into? Because if you become a best Namibian, wherever you are, there is no way that we are not going to achieve our goals. If you become a best security guard, best taxi driver, a best school teacher, and also a best politician, we'll be able to understand that we are going to get things right. And looking in the context of Namibia, also be able to see that at home, preparations. See leaders, various leaders are traveling also to say a final goodbye to Namibian lawmaker James Werikwa. We also see that there are delegations moving to Zonjopa, especially to make sure that they give the final respect and also speak to the family, because Namibians in difficult time, people come together. It's so interesting to see that regardless of political differences, you see that people, they are coming together and also find a way to comfort each other, and also to say where he left, other continue soldiering on, and also to give respect to somebody who was very young but did a great contribution. The question that you should also ask yourself, and you should also ask yourself, to say, if God called you today, is there going to be a legacy that you are going to leave behind? Or people just continue with life? And it's not a matter of comparing you with other people, but also to make sure that at least, even within your circle of people that you are living with, make sure that you do one thing or two that will make you proud. Even if you are a small vendor, you can still be a hero and do something that is great. So, after a very short commercial break, we'll be engaging with our guest, and you can also get an opportunity to make sure that, you say one or two words, particularly by engaging us on the studio, 083-288-401 or 83-288-401. The question that you're asking yourself is that whatever you do this Friday, how is it going to benefit you in the next 10 years? How is it going to benefit you in the next 20 years? Is the decision that you are making now going to be a regrettable decision, or is it going to be one of the decisions that you will be proud of? And there's also an aspect of to say, if you are about to make a critical decision, ask yourself one question to say, is the future me going to be happy with the decision I'm making this Friday? Is the future me going to be happy after 5 years. And when you come to that conclusion, then you come to the point of realizing that temporary happiness or rash decisions can put us into trouble. And we must learn to get advice, particularly in the time that we are happy. But let's look at a short commercial break. Then from there, we'll look at the conversation with Denise Koopman.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nokumona oija mwiri nawa, ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment, particularly looking at the aspect of economic affairs and everything that affect our bread and butter. As we indicate, these days we are interviewing entrepreneurs and we are looking at those who are at the front line, particularly when it comes to contribution to Namibia economic development. And today, this evening, I will be joined by Denise Koopman. He's an entrepreneur, particularly in the area of supply of stationaries, office equipment, and we look at her journey and her businesses, and we also look at how she came about, some of the challenges, and also most importantly the assistance, particularly from the base camp, and also to give a message and a view, especially to the young entrepreneurs who are out there who are waiting for just bread to come to them instead of them facing, the real business of, contributing to the national development. Denise Koopman, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
Hi, good evening. Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, and we are very happy to have you in our show. Let us start with the background before we go to the main conversation. Maybe what inspire you to do business? What were some of the things that have inspired you to start business? And also, maybe just key motivation. You can go to the background when you were young. You can look at the main motivation. You can also speak about the interest that made you to choose or to come up with such an incredible business of Caden Stationers.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to think that I've always had this desire to be my own boss, if you can put it that way.
Yeah.
More so to create something that would be that I could leave behind.
Mm.
And also, if we look at how corporate business, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I was too restricted as to sticking to many rules. And so with having a business, you sort of have more freedom, mm-hmm. in the sense of creating your own vision and moving forward.
Mm.
So it's always been a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
What initially started, or which ignited that fire or that flame,
mm-hmm.
was actually during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, I live in Elisenheim, so it is very far, or it's rather far from the city, around about 15 to 30 kilometers out of the city center.
Yeah.
And in the time of COVID, when we had to be stationed at home, Elisenheim quite had a challenge to travel so far to the city center just to have something simple as a copy being made,
mm.
or to get something for your home office.
Mm.
And that initially ignited, you know, sparked that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognized the need,
mm.
in the community,
mm.
and I responded with opening a physical retail store.
Mm.
That time also, Elisenheim just newly, the shopping center, the urban, what is it? Yeah, the urban center,
yeah.
in Elisenheim,
yeah.
with different shops, they just recently opened. So it was actually sort of the perfect time,
mm.
and for me to recognize the opportunity,
mm.
and respond to it in a way, in such a positive way.
Mm-hmm. So you have identified a solution to a problem when people were busy just buying sanitizers and also face masks.
Yes, and we also had the face masks and sanitizers, so we basically responded so well.
Yeah.
Like I lightly touched, you know, when they were doing the home offices,
yeah.
That is where I did actually very well, because people were buying printers, they were buying ink cartridges,
mm.
printing paper,
mm.
and then also, for instance, the schools had to do work at home,
mm-hmm.
so the parents would come and get more supplies, were in need of stationery supplies,
mm-hmm.
for specifically for the school work, like
mm-hmm.
your glue, like your scissors, the
mm-hmm.
basic stationery. So, yes, it really just flourished from there.
Indeed. Now let me take you back a little bit before that. Do you have experience in corporate? Have you worked before? People want to know, and maybe somebody who find herself in that situation of saying, I know the country is going through lockdown, everybody is trying to save life, but we also need to survive. Let me take you back before COVID. What were you busy doing, and what kind of work were you doing before that?
Okay, so before COVID, I'm qualified. I have a Bachelor's of Commerce,
mm.
so which has specialized in marketing and business administration.
Yeah.
So yes, that is the background.
Mm.
I have worked in the corporate environment before I started my business.
Yeah.
For about 12 or 15 years. So I had a lot of experience in different sectors,
mm-hmm.
in the fast-moving goods environment, retail, motor industry. So I was exposed to quite a wide variety of, you know, in the different segments of business. And the last position that I held was also in a managerial position at the last company that I worked for. So I was very much exposed. And that really assisted me in the sense of getting the practicality of the theoretical, you know, when I did my degree to apply and to move forward. And I think with having the experience and the qualifications, it motivated you more to, or at least for me, it motivated me more.
It's a very good thing that you brought it up, because there is an aspect of, you know, this thing that is in the society to say everybody must become an entrepreneur. But it's also, there's also a question to say, before I become an entrepreneur, can I not work for an entrepreneur too, so that I can get experience? Maybe you can, we can touch later on what, your experience have done, you know, particularly in terms of your business. But I want us to firstly look at, the challenges, because entrepreneurs, they go through challenges. You are dealing with solving problems every day, and maybe through the business of supplying necessary needs to those who need them. What were some of the key challenges, particularly upon establishment, post establishment of your business?
Okay, so there are definitely challenges. I'm not going to say there isn't. First of all, you have to have the correct mindset. You need to know that not everybody is going to root for you. Not everybody is going to see your idea, but you need to have that self trust and that self-belief that whatever the idea that you have, and it is possible, and you've done your research. First of all, you need to also do your research. And if it's meeting a need, and if it's going to be sustainable to continue with the business, then stick to your gut and work or do what you need to do to get the work done. So there's definitely the new legislation.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
There's definitely the new legislation in Namibia is really enforcing with BIPA. You need to have your business registered. You need to make sure that you are compliant and stay compliant, especially if you are in the business of where you have to supply for tenders, for instance. All your documentations of your business needs to be regularly updated and needs to be compliant to what the legislation or what the law of Namibia requires. So there is quite a lot that you need to, or how could I say, the administration part of the business that needs to be in place. And I would almost say, before you really start, get your administration in order, get your business registered, get a separate bank account for your business, so that you don't, you know, mix it up or use the business funds for, you know, and, then also, yes, I would also suggest if you are in the position to get an external, like a bookkeeper, accountant, or something, someone who can then keep track of your records.
Hmm.
So you asked something about the supply. So there is also a challenge. I don't know what it is in Namibia. Mm. It's almost as if people don't want to help you. I know in my case, it was a very big challenge for me to even just get suppliers to supply me with the stationery that I need to sell. So if I, for instance, what I did was I went to the stores,
yeah.
I checked which we're supplying that product, and I physically went online to go research or to go look up that supplier and to find whether there is a supplier in Namibia that's supplying that product and all of that. Because I'm telling you, that was the biggest challenge. People don't want to give you information.
So
you need to be prepared to do what you need to do to get the information, to make your business successful.
So you are saying the free market is not free. There are those who monopolize the information.
I don't know. And you have to, some people also say you have to pay them, but when you are asking invoice details and they are saying no cash, then you know, this, you must also be wake up. You know, this is under the same.
No, it's a good thing that you brought it up, and maybe just to touch a little bit on the finance part that you have mentioned, because you know I deal with a lot of informal business operators where a person, the family account is a pocket account, it is also the girlfriend account. Then there is a time that you start arguing with yourself to say there is more money coming into the business, and these entrepreneurs are also touching on that part. How do you advise based on that? Because, you know, smaller entrepreneurs, they sometimes even to pay for a bookkeeper is very expensive. And also the cost of doing business that we have also mentioned is very expensive. What is the alternative of making sure that finance are on track, particularly to those who are coming into the business?
Yeah. Fortunately, we live in a world where, you know, where things are available online.
Indeed.
And where things where you can download an app. But if you don't have access to that, the simple way, let's go back to basics, pen and paper. Record all the money that you spend towards your business. Record all the money that you make in your business, so all the money that's coming in. And with the money going out, you must also include what you as the owner are taking out of the business. And then you can see whether the business is making money or not. If you subtract all the money going out from all the money coming in. And then, as I mentioned before, it is so, so important to have a bank account that is separate from your personal account. But for the informal guys, I know that, you know, it's a lot of cash business, operating business. So just record. Just make sure that you know that you can keep track of your money. Because if your business does grow into such a goal, to such an extent where you need to, where you want to take it to the next step or, you know, expand, then your things are sort of already in place. Then you know what's going on in your business, how much money is coming in, how much business money is going out. So that is always the thing that the, specifically the banks or investors ask you, how much are you making?
Before we go to the base camp and the assistant also that you have got from you know, the incubation center, maybe just one challenge that you think this one, it's almost put me down, and how you strategize and overcome it, and also how you advise other people to come through. I know you are faced with a lot of challenges because business, they are saying it's war, and it's how you fight. Maybe you just pick one thing that you really think that other entrepreneurs or maybe should not repeat the same mistake or should learn, and how did you overcome it?
Okay, so I first want to express the input that Basecamp had for my business. So initially I had no idea of Basecamp, but F&B, I was I had a bank account. So you see, there's also a benefit. I had a bank account with FNB. Hmm. They approached me, or they nominated me to go onto the base camp mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was a very crucial time for me because it was, like I mentioned before,
mm.
when we had the COVID period and people were working from home,
mm.
my business was doing very well.
Yeah.
Because people had the need for it.
Mm.
Then when things changed, we went back to work. Mm. People are going to Windhoek, so most of their supplies they can get at Windhoek.
Mm.
My shopping basket, the basket that people shop at my shop, became a little bit, became significantly smaller.
Yeah.
So I had to adjust, or I had to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
If it was not for base camp,
mm.
that came in that crucial moment for me.
Mm.
The support, the insight,
mm.
the mentorship, mm. the I'll take your hand, let's do this together. That basically to pick me up
mm-hmm.
and to say, let's continue moving.
Mm-hmm.
That is what base camp meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I have my degree,
mm.
even though I've learned these things theoretically,
yeah.
when you run your business,
mm.
there's always something that, especially if you're doing it the first time,
you don't
know everything. You cannot expect to know everything at once.
Mm, mm, mm.
So it was so good for me. It was so enriching and valuable to my business
mm.
to be able to get the mentorship
Mm.
from outside
mm.
and, you know, allow them to open a third view's eye, because I'm alone. And
yeah.
at that time, it made me feel less alone and made me feel, you know, I have something worth fighting for and I'm going to push through.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my big challenge, to lose basically sales because of the change of the shopping or the need of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to then adapt to that. Unfortunately, because the costs of the store, the physical store,
mm-hmm.
Outweighed the income,
mm-hmm.
I had to make a decision to close the store and to continue just serving my clients on order basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where my business is now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that is the reality of it.
Mm.
Sometimes you also need to identify when to stop before it ruins your business completely, before it runs your business down completely.
No, it's a very good thing that you brought it up, especially the mentorship part, because I used to ask this question to say, why do you have somebody who has an MBA but cannot run a tax shop? But why do I have a doctorate in business administration, but I still need to go to a mentorship? Maybe just to emphasize more on the necessity of an incubation hump and also mentorship. Can you touch a little bit on that, and also on maybe the networking part and
yes.
other area? Yeah.
Yes. So it is so vital.
Mm.
Like I mentioned,
mm.
Running a business is lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Being an entrepreneur is lonely. You can be surrounded by your family. You can be surrounded by people who support you in their own way.
But you're still alone.
You,
yeah.
you are alone because you are the one
yeah.
that at the end of the day, whatever decision you make
yeah.
affects your business.
Mm, mm,
it's mm. your business. You are alone.
Mm-hmm.
But with the help of the mentorship, I mean, the mentor will never steer you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Basecamp have equipped and qualified mentors
mm-hmm.
that have that can give you insight
mm-hmm.
in a situation where you feel there is no outcome or there can't be a positive outcome.
Mm.
That is where the mentors will come in and say, you know, do you know about this X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
I can connect you with this person, see whether you can be able to solve your problem through this person.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the mentorship program meant
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing also, you know, with all the legislation, we study, but now you didn't study law.
Yeah, indeed,
you
indeed.
You didn't study compliance and risk management.
Yeah.
But now with the mentorship program, they cover everything. And they're like, oh, okay, so this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I need to imply this. I need to have this looked up. And, you know, if you use the tools that the mentors aid you with throughout the Basecamp program, your business can succeed. It's almost a guarantee that it will.
Mm-hmm.
Just by implying the practical part or to use the tools that they have applied for.
Indeed.
Like I said, I don't think it would have been, my business would have continued.
Mm.
Till today, if I hadn't been on the Basecamp program.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe you are a lucky head and you were just at the right time to. Let us look at the success moment, the positive side. In the life of an entrepreneur, there are always those moments that you can stand and say, no, me, Dennis, I'm very happy and I'm proud of what I have done. What are some of the key things that you can really stand up and beat yourself on the chest and say, this one I'm very proud about, especially with business?
Yes. So as an entrepreneur, look, I always say you have that hunger within you to do something meaningful.
Mm.
So as an entrepreneur, just being able to get a business, to start a business from the ground to where it is, regardless of whether it went super well, whether it's flourishing, whether it's you made your mistakes and you've learned from it.
Yeah.
I think it's so satisfying to say, you know, wow, I actually did this and I'm so proud of myself. And as an entrepreneur, you must remember to have that positive mind.
Mm.
And it is so satisfying because also, for instance, for me, the biggest thing is I can manage my time. You know, the way that is best for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have a family, so I can put my family first when I need to put my family first.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I'm getting permission from somebody. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you see, so I manage my own. And if you have proper systems and structures in place and you train your partners or train your employees to...
Egameno joma uyerere koko marungura kalishi ashike upsa kadhi wa pau teknika oliriwa omkundu wa pashigwana upsa kadhi wa paliko no hashivuro oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa washini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo miongo mbalina hamano iikondo epangero mahanga no kwa pau mwene uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete tekero esiko milongo mbali naga lisiko mbali naga nega apirili maovigali milongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshibarashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano cyber hygiene kena una okuironge kithira omashongo wako marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi Pito yom tugu mwe awedhu wapo. Hasho ashikeshoka. Pethimbo yom tumba ugo tungoka. Otaku kakarao VIP Cyber Gala Dina. Nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro. Kwa tatha na nayo. Konoraje tatu imwe. Onda tuya tano. Omgo ijeali. Nenge ko email. info@dstech.com.na. Nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba. Ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Partners or train your employees to manage or to continue the business, then you don't even need to go. You'll get to a point where you don't even need to go to work every day. You can manage your time. You can just mm-hmm. on the people. So it has a lot of positives here.
Indeed. Now let us look at the future, because we are very optimistic about the future. Namibia has discovered a lot of resources and a lot of money is coming in circulation in Namibia. Let's say things are going as you plan, as we plan. Where do we see Caden station us in the next 5 years?
Okay, that is a very, very good question. It's something that's always on my mind.
Yeah.
But Caden station us, I'd love to say that it would become the new creative hub.
Mm-hmm.
So not only will it be shopping, shop like where you go like a normal retail,
yeah,
but then also a space that will allow creatives to explore and to connect with each other. So that is ideally what I see in the future.
Mm.
And yes, so watch this space.
Indeed. No, it's a very good thing. Yeah, now, Dennis, just before I thank you, two words to a young entrepreneur out there. There are people who have experience in business, maybe it's a former banker or maybe it's a former marketing person, but there is this element of timid, or even a graduate who want to start the business, but there is this element of timid, what people are going to say and what the world is going to react, am I going to fail and all these things. I just want to give this person two words, especially from your experience. How can you advise this person to move?
Yeah, so definitely, if the idea was planted in your mind, if there is a seed, if you have recognized the opportunity, don't be afraid, too afraid to take the risk.
Mm.
Don't let the fear of unknown or the fear of failure keep you back from starting. If you are already employed, you are already in an advantage position because in some way you have a security of capital.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste your time in binging on Netflix and who and what, but spend your time in building on the idea that you've received. And for those who are less fortunate, who does not have as much as what they wish or as what they envisioned to start their business, I would just say, just start. Start with what you have and build on that. But don't die with your dream. Don't let your dream die out. Don't let people put you down.
Mm.
Do it. Get up, do the work, and do it.
Yes, Dennis Koopman, thank you very much for joining us. And wish you luck and, success in everything that you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that is Dennis Koopman. And she said she started her business during COVID-19. And you have heard from her. I do not want to dilute what she has said. But she stated very clearly in the world that do not die with that idea in your mind. Don't binge on Netflix. And, don't binge on Netflix and also the channel. See, my cousin like watching The World. There is a city, I think, called the Jagarati or something. And they love that thing. But, we are not saying you should not entertain yourself. But what an entrepreneur is saying, there are really people who are very good with business. There are really people who are very good with ideas. But, it's difficult due to the fact that there are people out there. And she made it very clearly to say she was so fortunate to have experienced and also studied, and indicating to say if you are a law graduate or you are a business graduate, doesn't mean that you know everything. That's why intelligent people, they understand the fact that lifelong learning is what is needed. Whether you went to school or you did not go to school, mentorship is what is needed. That's why she stated that she was mentored by Basecamp Namibia. And in the time of trouble, she was also able to strategize because things are not always going according to plans. Because she said, what is the use of me having paying for a space if I can do that on other basis due to the fact that situation have changed. Situational businesses can also be sustainable businesses, particularly when you are dealing with individual who can think ahead, and also individual who realize that it's necessary, it's important, it's crucial to change the formula if things are not going properly. So you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And the other thing that was stated is also, there are also people who are very stingy with information. The person is just asking you to say, I'm impressed by the things that you do. Can you tell me, how, where did you buy this? Or how should I get a better stock? Because there are people who are very stingy with information and know that today is you, tomorrow is you again asking from somebody. That's why you said it's difficult to do business, because people don't share information. But in other countries, people are even very happy to have competition, because competition does not mean that you are losing, but it also means that the customers have opportunities to choose between various products and also different services. So let us look at a short commercial break, and from there we'll be able to bring the conversation to the conclusion, particularly where we'll be able to call it a Friday and give opportunity to Mtumwa team, particularly when it comes to engage us on what they have for us today. But it's quite interesting to see that in Namibia there are two kinds of people, and there's always an indication to say we have two kinds of young people in Namibia. You have the young, energetic, either educated or not educated, and complain all the days. But you also have the young, energetic, and who, whatever face them, they go in and make sure that they do it to the best of their abilities. Because one thing that we realize when you are growing up is that the energy that you have now, it's not going to be the same energy that you are going to have. I remember, I think 2023, I was working with an international institution, and one of my supervisors asked me, David, how old are you? I said, I have understandable age. He said, no, it's fine. By the time you reach the age of 45, you understand that even when you are waking up, it has to take you 5 minutes. You have to sit on your bed for 5 minutes so that your mind can get in order. Otherwise, you will just fall down. And you start understanding that the more you are growing up, yes, you can get the knowledge and experience about life, but the more you are also losing out it when it comes to energy. We're also losing out when it comes to energy. I remember that time when we were at university, the whole night you can be awake. Either you are reading or you are watching a series, watching those Game of Thrones and all other series. The whole night, but now you can't do it. Realize that the more the ages are going up, the more you are also losing energy. You are also losing that stamina. And also know that there is no better moment than now, because otherwise you have that idea. You have that idea of starting a project. You have that idea of even an idea of marrying that beautiful lady. But you just have it in mind until to the point that you regret and sit down there. But it's necessary to make sure that pull the trigger, but also take a calculated risk. There's quite a big difference between being a risk taker and being ignorant or being naive about the life. So that's why they say take risk, but take calculated risk, a risk that you can calculate and strategize before you take that risk. Because even if you fail, you know that you were shooting or you were striking. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we can be able also to bring the conversation to a conclusion. However, you can still engage us at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. And the question you should ask yourself today is that, is the arrangement that you have, is the communication that you have, is the friendship that you have, are you going to be proud of that friendship? Are you going to be proud of that association in the next 5 years? If you're going to be proud of that association in 2030, then be with that association. The friends that you have, the circle that you have, a cage or a productive circle. But there is also an aspect of reviving that circle, and also either upgrade or learn too. Because they are saying if you are the smartest person in around your friends know that you are going down because you have few things to get. That's why it's always important to make sure that you chill with those that you can learn from. Don't be scared of others. Go closer to people and speak to them. Don't just say, no, these guys, they have things they don't want me. Go and speak to people. Some people are eager to network. You don't know what will happen after that conversation. So let's look at a very short commercial break. Then we'll be able to conclude the conversation.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM.
Yeah, that will signal the end of our conversation, will signal the end of our program. And just to put in summary, what we discussed with Denise Koopman is to say she was ready to take risk, but one thing that she also indicated is that she appreciate Basecamp mentorship and also to look at the role of incubation center. Say incubation centers, they also work. We have various incubation centers in Windhoek. Make sure that you go there. Don't just say you know things. Maybe the reason you are stuck because you are stuck because lack of a mentor. Get a mentor. Get somebody who understands the journey so that you can be able also to do it. From me, David Shombe. Bye-bye for now. See you around and sharp.